You are your greatest investment. When you love and respect yourself and value yourself, you will then invest in yourself, which doesn't stop with you and yourself, but it gives life and value to everybody in your life. So when you invest in yourself, everybody else wins, which is why you being your greatest investment is the truth. So I would love to share three ways I've invested in myself, for my family, my future, and for the man I'm becoming. And stick around for the end, because that is the most important of the three. With that said, let's dive into it. The first way I have invested in myself is through experiences, right? Experiences are moments, events in our lives that challenge us. They stretch us. They are new most of the time, right? Well, every time, actually, they are new. Every experience, by definition, is a new situation, a new circumstance, and a new experience that will stretch you, that will get you outside of your comfort zone, ideally, that will be a lesson learned, some type of thing that you'll take away from that experience, knowing, wow, I can implement this in my life. I'm a better person. I'm stronger. I'm wiser. Those sorts of things. I think about experiences that I've purposely put myself into in this kind of vein to become a better coach, a better husband, better father, better friend, and mentor are things like HPLT. I remember going to HPLT Tampa with Brian Mazza and just meeting the people, just new connections was worth the experience. It was worth the price of admission. We started the whole weekend off in the hotel room. We did breath work. And I remember doing this breath work. It was very intentional, very intense. And I had some emotional things come up. I remember seeing my dad, and this is a short version, seeing my dad as a young boy and understanding, like, dang, for all the flaws or maybe the things I wish were different about my dad or, you know, about our relationship, I know it's his first time being a dad. I know it's his first time being human. And when I saw him as a young boy, you know, I'm like, wow, he's just figuring this out. He's doing the best he can with everything he knows. He's just trying his best, right? And so it helped me step into this empathy, place of empathy. And that was just the first experience from HPLT, right? So that was an unlock that, like, completely changed my paradigm. Now, granted, my dad's amazing, right? I wouldn't change a thing. I'm not saying not bringing that story up for that, but the point being is that was an unlock that wouldn't have happened if I didn't get to experience that, a new room, a new experience like that. Another great idea, another great example would be Running Man with Devin Levake and Garrett Miller and Caden Kearns. These are my guys. And going to Georgia, middle of nowhere Georgia, for Running Man expanded my mind. What I thought was possible, what I thought was my ceiling, what I thought was realistic, and it elevated my vision. I wanted to do more. I left that experience wanting and knowing there's so much more for me to do, to create, to give to the world around me, to become. That was a very powerful experience. And again, that was life-changing that I wouldn't have experienced if I just didn't say yes to that. And then I'll just end with my summits and events. Like my summits and events are things that I know I need. I knew I needed in the past. And they're a place where I create space to connect and to grow. Take the mask off of who we pretend we are and trying to prove ourselves and, you know, trying to be important, all these things that I think a lot of people feel on a day-to-day basis. I create that space where, man, we're all on level ground, okay? Be yourself, be real, connect with other people, learn to be interested instead of interesting, and just be a lifelong learner and step into those spaces where fitness is a focus, where positive energy is a focus, where good people is the focus, and growth mindset is the goal. That's the purpose. And when you have that intention, magic happens. And so those experiences change my life. They completely shift my mindset and my approach. And I know everyone who experienced that would say the same. And then finally, the podcast, you know, inviting people, men and women in the future, more women, to the podcast and to learn and grow through conversation it is a life-changing experience. So the point is, what are experiences that you can focus on and say yes to in the coming year or the coming month or the coming week, the coming day, that will elevate your life and will make you better? Because when that happens, when you become better, everybody in your life wins. You can't grow in the same environments that created your current ceiling. Experiences expand your identity, and identity determines your life. Number two, my internal life, my inner work. This is the mindset. This is kind of the you versus you, me versus me mentality. The invisible disciplines and mindsets and daily non-negotiables and actions that determine my life. They transform every visible result. So this is the internal work that manifests itself on the outside. So identity work, things like prayer, meditation, journaling, understanding more of who I am is the invisible work. No one really sees that. But yet, that's the most obvious. When people do that work, we can see it. It's the most obvious thing that we can see is when people who do that inner work and prioritize it, it's felt, it's recognizable, it's tangible on the external. I want to say disciplines from a health standpoint, like waking up early, no snoozing, ideally, phone in the other room, waking up. And what I've been doing lately, based on Michael Chernow, my brother who jumped on the podcast, waking up, making my bed first thing, going to the bathroom, dropping down to my knees, thanking God, saying thank you God for a new day, a new opportunity, right? And then immediately hitting a set of burnout push-ups. So right away, momentum from a physical, mental, spiritual standpoint. And the goal is to do that as early as possible so we are building momentum. Because when we build momentum at the very first part of the day, we can create that momentum and ride the wave. And that's when you kind of feel that effortless flow when people are like, how you stay so consistent? You're like, well, I just created the momentum. Now I'm riding the wave. You know, it's actually easier than what it feels like it should be, or from the outside perspective. So that's the goal, is to have actions like that, disciplines like that. I think healthy boundaries as well falls into this. This framework is, you know, having a form of time blocking. You know, I'm working here, I'm not working there. Healthy boundaries, like the first thing I do is most of the time not just go straight into emails. The first thing I do is spend time in the Word, or spend time praying, or spend time moving. Healthy boundaries like that is incredible. Devin LeVague told me he only takes calls and works from 10 to 3. And his team knows that. His professional, you know, associates and business people and mentors and friends know that. So it's like, that's really cool. That's a healthy boundary he just created. And the cool part is, the beautiful part is, someone who's got healthy boundaries like that, even though he's crazy busy and doing all these business things, I believe that attracts the right people in his life. Because the same people that hear, oh, like you have healthy boundaries, are the same people that value their own time, their own bandwidth, their own energy. They value all those things. So when they see someone say, hey, I value my energy, I value my time and yours so much, I need to set healthy boundaries. They go, yeah, you're my guy. You're my person. I want to be closer to you. Daily non-negotiables for me: movement, prayer, gratitude, creating, connecting with somebody new, connecting with my family, connecting with old friends, and then reflecting and reading books, podcasts, always learning. It's a massive value I put in my day-to-day and week-to-week, is just constantly be learning, constantly be growing. Books that stand out for me are things like Atomic Habits by James Clear, The One Truth by John Gordon, 10X is Easier Than 2X, it's another great book. So books that help me with business, but also with mindset and spirituality. Because at the end of the day, so much of business for me is a mindset, it's a mentality, it's an approach. And so if I think, you know, I think about it that way, if I get that right, then the details kind of work themselves out. If I'm in a better mindset space, or if I have a better approach to the details and the minutia of business, then by definition, by default, I will take a better approach. My business is then elevated, and it's less about working on the details and more about the mindset and mentality behind the details. Last thing there is just the skill development idea. This is something that I'm really passionate about because I believe that the world does not change by us getting better at what we suck at. You know what I'm saying? Like, the world isn't changed by you just improving a little bit what you suck at. I believe you become a world changer and more of that world changer as time goes on, as you step into your God-given strengths, your God-given passions, your superpower. I believe you and me and everybody we know have a superpower. We have something that lights us up, that we are good at. It comes naturally, and it's what the world needs. It's that whole idea of like ikigai or whatever that Japanese, I apologize for mispronouncing it, but Japanese idea of like, what are you passionate about? What are you good at? What does the world need? Where is there alignment with, you know, what the world is looking for or most needs? And that is your purpose. That is our purpose in life, is to serve and to give and to help people with what comes naturally for us. So if you're good at cooking and you love cooking, you know, the world needs food. The world needs quality food. The world needs people who love what they're doing, pouring life and love and passion into food to then share that moment and break bread with other people. Just an example. But the point is, that is why skill development for me is so important. And personally, communication is my focus. So I'm reading books like The Genius of Jesus and learning how he led, how he spoke, how he told stories, how he asked questions. I'm reading books like The Art of Storytelling or Asking Better Questions, right? I'm reading books about how to connect with people, how to know somebody, right? So I'm fascinated by how to communicate better. And whether it's storytelling, asking questions, active listening, nonverbals, I am always learning, always looking for unlocks and gems. Because if I can speak better, if I can communicate better, articulate better, speak more confidently, more authentically, if I can learn how to get comfortable being vulnerable and connecting with people, asking questions and shutting up and listening, that right there is me serving my world. It's me serving my relationships and my people. And so skill development is everything, because you and I won't change the world by just getting better at what we suck at. My business and my life will not get better at me just becoming a better detail planner on my to-do list. Like, I've realized I need to delegate that out and then work from a higher perspective, because I get so entrenched in the details and that's just not going to move the needle, because I could be putting myself and my energy into other areas of my work, which gives a bigger ROI, right? So the deeper you go on the inside, the more of the outside of your life will transform. The deeper you go on the inner work, on the inner journey, the more people feel it on the outside, right? The only journey that we're on is the inward journey of becoming more of who we are, of deepening our understanding of who we are, of who made us, of what we're about, what we're made of, our purpose, right? Our stories, our uniqueness, and then getting good at serving and sharing that with the world, right? So that's the engine behind all of our external success. The inner work is the engine, it's the catalyst behind all of the external work and success. And I've referenced it a couple times. This is the most important thing. It's people, right? It's relationships. That is everything. People are everything. Relationships are everything. So the best way to become everything you are capable of becoming is to surround yourself with people who will pull that greatness and that potential out of you. It's doing life and talking to people and getting around people that unlock your potential, that unlock more growth. If I think about my life has never been transformed by a book or a course or a lesson as much as it's transformed by a person, right? By a person, right? I walked away from religion back in college and just kind of like tried to find my own path. I came back to Christ, and I am a believer, not because of a book and not because of a religion, but because of a person. A personal relationship makes the biggest difference, makes all the difference. And no matter what you believe, I got love for you. So hear me when I say that. But that's what made the difference for me. It's not a book, not a religion, not a set of ideas. It is a person. So seeking personal relationship from a spiritual deep standpoint, all the way up to, hey, how can I just be a better businessman? How can I find a tangible business mentor? That's such a phenomenal investment you can make into yourself, is the people you choose to invest in and allow to invest in yourself. For example, when I started my own company, my first company, Be Fit, I hired a coach who was a mentor and a friend. He kind of taught me the ropes. Coach John was an amazing individual to help me see how much I could grow. He helped me see that I was playing it small. He helped me see that I had so much more to give and so much room to grow into. So he really unlocked this self-belief. You know, he unlocked this new belief, this bigger belief in who I am and who I can become. You know, it's almost like he was my little personal Kanye, which, hang tight here. Kanye was once said in the interview, he said, hey, if you're a fan of my music, you're a fan of you. If you're a fan of Kanye, you're a fan of you. Why? Because my music, he said, is the downloads, the unlock to self-esteem. He said, when you listen to my music, you feel good about you. You think you can do more. You can do more. You can do better. You can create. So getting around people like that is a serious unlock. I think about Brian Roberts from a leadership standpoint, from a spiritual big brother standpoint, saved my marriage, completely changed the way I looked at business and wealth creation and values and family. I wouldn't be who I am without him. And then just groups of people. Maxwell Leadership is a phenomenal example of that. You have Chad Johnson at the top, and you have people like Mac Lake, Jordan Montgomery. Wow, sorry, buddy. You have people at the top, and then everybody else is the same thing. They're just valuable people, value-focused people who value themselves and value other people. And when you get in collective groups like that, it is a game changer, an unlock, right? It's so, so good to do that, so powerful to do that. I remember Maxwell said something which I want to step into as we kind of close, is people will be impressed by your strengths, but they will connect with you through your weakness. And so vulnerability, being real. I don't have everything together, right? I'm still figuring it out. I don't have all the answers, you know? I'm on my own journey. Like, and then being vulnerable is such a powerful way to connect with people. So I'm learning every day from people and from groups of people that I choose to invest in. And at the end of the day, every new level of your life is unlocked by a person, not a program, not a book, or not a self-development course. Investing in people is you investing in yourself. It's you investing in your future. We are transformed by people and not by things, most powerfully, right? And these all work together. So combine these three in your life, I promise you, you will reap some serious results. You will reap the fruits of those investments. So, final message, you are your greatest investment. Value yourself, love and respect yourself, and start to invest in yourself more fully. Stop seeing it as selfish to invest in yourself, because the people in your life, both now, today, and tomorrow, future, will be better off because you said yes to you. So it's motivated by love that will impact the world. It won't just stay with you, but it will flow out and impact the world. And that's why we invest in ourselves. And that's why you're the greatest investment you'll ever make. Experiences, inner work, and people. Invest in those three and you will be a world changer. If you liked this video, share it. Subscribe if you haven't. Thanks for listening, watching. I love you. Let's keep it coming together. I'll see you soon.